Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in northern temperate zone, and it's coming autumn. Jeremy Zakas is in the south temperate zone, and it's coming springtime. Far more interesting to talk to Jeremy. Much more happening in springtime than closing down the garden and preparing for those 7-degree Fahrenheit days, mornings in February. So we turn now to what everybody's waiting for. Well, by everybody, I mean everybody who ever bent an elbow at a pub in either England or Australia. Ashes. We have it from Grok that it's November 21st, 2025, in Perth will be the first test. Jeremy, we have a lot of people who don't get to see cricket regularly. What should they look for in these next weeks running up to the test? What's important as opposed to what's just trash talk?
John, the most important thing and really the only thing to look forward to and to look at in these coming weeks is the selection. So we're talking about the actual Ashes team. So forget about all the conjecture about what tactics are being used in Ashes, what the strategies will be by the Aussies, by the Poms, and what could eventuate if they use a certain tactic and not. What we're actually looking for now is the actual team. So the selectors now in the Australian squads and the English squads are actually pretty much finalising the players who will actually be presenting at the Ashes coming up this November. And how that's figured out, John, is really it's not as, I guess, clear as a lot of other tests are where you know the players who perform very, very well in the previous test will be selected for whatever happens during the year. For the Ashes, there's a lot more long-looking, I guess you could say. So the selectors are actually looking at players who have been doing very, very well steadily over the entire year. So say, for example, a player who may have last month had a terrible run at one-day internationals, hadn't been playing the best game in the world that they'd ever played. The selectors may, in fact, ignore that and look towards the beginning of the year and say, hey, this player's been strong and consistent, but they've actually, you know, taken their foot off the accelerator for a little bit this last month, possibly in preparation to go into Ashes, and that player will still be selected. So it's not about the here and now, it's about the long game, but it is all about the selection. And once we know the squads, which really we don't actually know until pretty close to the actual Ashes game, but we start to get an inkling, especially with the Ashes captain, the co-captains, the batting lineup, this is all coming up in the next few weeks. And John, I mean, apart from the trash talk, which we love so much, the selections are probably the most exciting and interesting part. And we should start to get the first inklings of it probably in the next week. We'll start to see some of the players who are definitely going to be in Ashes properly named.
All right. I want to use some tells that work in baseball that might not work in cricket. One tell is where you're going to play the game and what's the weather there. Is Perth unusually hot November 21st?
It is. And I actually feel sorry for the English having to come down because Perth, even though we're talking towards the end of November, so it's not the middle of our summer, Perth can get very, very hot temperatures. And I'm talking over 100 degrees Fahrenheit in those early summery periods. So when they come into the Ashes season in November, it's really a 50-50 as to whether or not they'll get a nice mild day. So we're still talking temperatures around 70 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit, or it's going to be a blistering 100 degrees Fahrenheit. And you can imagine, even though the English are coming out of an English summer, they don't get temperatures anywhere near that. So the English squad typically will come to Australia quite a few weeks ahead of time just to start preparing. and basically getting their bodies ready for these really high dry heat days. So it's going to be absolutely brutal, and that is really a tell about what the Ashes squad is. So you'll typically see the Aussies that have been playing here in Australia in the last few months before Ashes. They're the ones the selectors are picking up, and it's all by design too, of course. So we typically don't let our future Ashes players go offshore and do a lot of playing the last few months before the Ashes. They typically start to stay onshore. They might do a few one-day internationals, you know, overseas in between now and when they start Ashes, but typically they'll start to play a lot more in Australia. And that's why I think we're starting to get a bit of an idea of what the Ashes squad looks like, because we know there's certain players that are just not going overseas, like Pat Cummings, especially at the moment, because we're pretty sure they're in preparation for Ashes phase right now. So you're exactly right that the climate is a big tell. You can tell that players that are being put into much hotter, drier climates right now to play cricket, both the English and the Australian side, they're the ones that are probably being set up right now to really join the Ashes squads.
And another thing you worry about with baseball is peaking too soon, not at your best at the moment we need you. Now, you've already said they won't let players go offshore weeks beforehand. However, baseball, I'm talking baseball here, is a game of superstitions about who's hot and who's not. And then there's a game of veterans. You know, you want a mix. You want the new guys and the veterans and the steady players and the reliable players and a team. Is that important to cricket?
Exactly the same. In fact, that is exactly true. And cricket is full of superstitions as well. For example, there's a lot of things that cricket players won't do. Like, for example, before they play a very important game, they won't set foot on the actual cricket oval because they believe they could potentially taint it with bad auras. They do certain things to their bats. In fact, they will not lay their bats, I guess you could say, on the pointy side down before a major game, because the superstition is that that's going to jinx them and they won't be able to hit the ball. So a lot of superstitions involved, but also just plain practical strategy as well. So as you mentioned, there's a lot of, you're not going to put players out and basically run them into the ground before they have to go play Ashes. So what we see is a lot of our top players right now, and they've started about a month ago, they've taken their schedules right back. They're still playing cricket, so what they tend to do is play T20s, so 20-over crickets, which are only in the space of a few hours. They still get to train and put their skills out there in a real competition, but not playing the long one-day internationals or the long five-day test series. So a lot of the top players have really pulled back from that. Many, many of them are getting one-on-one training in parts of the country, so you tend to see a lot of the cricketers going into specialised clinics and preparation for Ashes, where they are practicing their skills, they're trying different strategies that they'll use during the Ashes season, but they're also making sure their bodies are at their absolute strongest. So any players that have had injuries throughout the season, they're not going to exacerbate those injuries. They're actually going into remediation with those injuries and doing things that will put them at the top of their game by the Ashes series. And the veterans versus younger players too is a big deal. The younger players will typically still play a lot more games than the veterans because they need to get that to warm themselves up, I guess you could say, before the Ashes. But at the same time too, they'll make sure they don't hurt themselves. So they'll be playing at a slightly lower rate when they're actually in a game. The veterans as well, they are definitely going to be playing at a much slower rate so that by the time they get into the Ashes period, they're at their absolute peak. They're at their fittest. They're well rested. Don't have any injuries, but they're well practiced. So it's a very, very delicate balance, very fine line. But honestly, baseball, cricket, exactly the same when it comes down to this.
Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales, November 21st, 2025. And then the contest will continue through four more cities over several weeks. We will cover very carefully this preparation. I haven't had a chance to do this before. The Ashes were upon me before I realized what was coming up. This is the World Series Times National Sovereignty. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.